Blog Talk Radio.
Call in. I don't know why it does that so much. There's nothing I can do about it. Get another mic. I don't think that'll help, but I can always do it. They're not that expensive. Anyway, okay, I'm back. I was just saying I hope you guys liked the opener. I just thought I'd do something different, and I enjoyed it. So I hope y'all did too. It's nice. And it is Thursday. It's time to get your music bones rattling and shaking. Time to get you ready for a beautiful weekend. And my weekend's going to consist of mowing the backyard if it doesn't rain again. It's getting to need it. You don't let your grass get real long here, and mine is getting too long. So anyway, we're going to do it different. Okay, I've got all kinds of wonderful songs that I got this morning from John. And here is, if I ever get there, come on, one more. There it is. All right. Now, y'all know how much I love Rod McEwen. He likes Rod McEwen. Rod McEwen is a fantastic poet, and I love listening to him sing his poems that he has put to music. Nobody does it quite like Rod McEwen. So here's a song that y'all should recognize. Not from him doing it, but from it being so popular, came out. Here is Long, Long Time.
Love will abide. Take things in its stride. Sounds like good advice, but there's no one at my side. And time washes clean love's wounds unseen. That's what someone told me, but I don't know what it means. 'Cause I've done everything I know to try and make you mine. I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time. Caught in my fears, holding back the tears. Again you say you'll hurt me, but you never let me near. And I never drew, not one response from you. All the while you felt the people you never knew. I've done everything I know to try and make you mine. I think it's gonna hurt me for a long, long time. Wait for the day when you go away, knowing that you've warned me of the price I'd have to pay. And love, well, it's full of flaws. Who knows the cause? Living in a memory of a love that never was. And I've done everything I know to try and change your mind. I think I'm gonna miss you for a long, long time. I've done everything I know to try and make you mine. I guess I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
I love that song when he does it. I mean, I liked it when it was a hit on the radio, but I think I like the way Rod McEwen does it better. I really do. I like it so much better. And to continue on with this merriment, yes, here's another one that John sent. It's Andy Williams. I loved that quality in his voice. I don't know what it was, but it was just a certain, he had a certain underlayment to his voice, and I just absolutely loved it. I was so sad when he died. Apache's trying to tear up my carpet again. Don't know why. Anyway, not a problem. Andy Williams is doing Stranger on the Shore.
Here I stand, watching the tide go out, so alone and blue, just dreaming dreams of you. I watched your ship as it sailed. Taking all my dreams and taking all of me, the sighing of the wave, the wailing of the wind, the tears in my my love return. Why, oh why must I go on like this? Shall I just be a lonely stranger on the shore? Shall I just be a lonely stranger on the shore?
All right. I love that song when he does that. That's so nice. Okay. Shauna, can you call in now? You can do your announcement now. That would be fine because that's not going to take a big chunk. So, you ready? Almost? I'll play one more song and then you'll be called in ready to do that. Because there's a whole lot more people that aren't here in this chat that might want to hear that, okay? All right. Until we get Shauna in the studio, here is Cat Stevens. This is for you, John. Morning has broken.
First morning, blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Pray the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rains new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the red garden, sprung in completeness where we see. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden's all play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for the springing, fresh from the world.
There you go. I always did like him. Well, his music. I don't know if I like him or not. He could be a total jerk for all I know, but I like his music. Anyway, no idea what he's doing now. I'm not sure I care. His music days have gone by, so that's all right. That's okay. We're going to like him anyway. Oh, my gosh. I have no idea where that came from, but there you go. Okay. I have one here now that John sent me. It's Mary Hopkins. And the song is called Goodbye. Definitely a 60s song. Definitely a 60s song. Yes. How can there be any doubt, right? Oh, my goodness sakes. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to play Anne's Request right now. It's Alan Jackson. The song is called Little Bitty.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty. Little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. A little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. But it's all right. Be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Hey. You know you got a job and a little bitty check. A six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme.
It's all right to be a little bitty.
A little hometown or a big old city.
Might as well share, might as well smile.
Life goes on for a little bitty while.
It's all right to be a little bitty.
A little hometown or a big old city.
Might as well share, might as well smile.
Life goes on for a little bitty while.
There you go. We had to throw in a little country, you know, that's almost become a requirement. You know, we got to have a little bit of country. And Alan Jackson is country. Yes. And he does good gospel, too. I mean, my goodness. All right. Here's another one that I got from John today. This is, what do you want to make those eyes at me for? Love it. Don't you just love it? Makes you want to go out and make eyes at somebody, doesn't it? Just see if they'll say that.
What do you want to make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say. They make me glad. They make me sad. They make me want a lot of things that I never. You fooling around with me now. Well, hell, you lead me on and then you run away. Well, that's all right. I'll get you alone tonight. And baby, you'll find you're messing with dynamite. So what do you wanna make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say. Baby, you'll find
Hey, I like that ending. I like that ending. That's kind of cool. Never heard that before. Okay, you guys know how much I like yodeling. I love it. Well, Gwen sent us a yodel song. It was fantastic. Yes. Hello. I just went blank. Anyway, it's called She Taught Me to Yodel, and it's by Frank Ifield. So here you go.
I went across to Switzerland where all the yodelers be to try to learn to yodel with my yodel OD. I climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day and met a yodeling gal up in a little Swiss chalet. She taught me to yodel, yodel OD, yodel OD, yodel OD. She taught me to yodel, yodel OD, yodel OD, yodel OD. Hodel OD, yodel 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 OD. Holy, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, now I'm gonna teach you how to yodel just like me. It's easy when you're singing to go yodel-o-dee. First you take a deep breath and it's K-O-1-2-3. Then you'll hear yodel if you listen close to me. Yeah, this is how to yodel. Yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee. This is how to yodel, yodel a dee, yodel a dee, yodel a dee. Hodel a dee, lo, yodel a dee, 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 yodel a dee.
Well, there's an ending for you. I love that. You know, I think that might have been one of the first yodeling songs I ever heard. It's so familiar. So familiar. Now, I can't yodel worth a lick, but I love to listen to it. It just fascinates me. If they could put a camera where they could see those vocal cords while they're yodeling, that would be totally awesome. I'd have to download it so I can hear it whenever I want to. I love it. That is fantastic. Yes, Frank Ifield. I believe I said that. I hope I didn't forget. Things happen nowadays. Anyway, there's a lot going on. But now, I'm going to play another song that John sent me, and it's by Craig Douglas. And it's Only 16.
I've 8 years since then. When I was a young man and carried a pack, I lived the free life of a rover. From the Murray's green banks to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, the country said, son, no time for roaming, there's work to be done. And they gave me a tin hat and gave me a gun. And they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as our ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off to Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day, when our blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they call Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was waiting, he'd primed himself well, showered us with bullets and rained us with shell, and in 10 seconds flat he'd blown us to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia, and the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury the slain. We buried our men, the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. They collected the cripples, the wounded and maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind and insane, all the brave wounded heroes of Suvla. And when our ship pulled in the Circular Quay, I looked at the place where my legs used to be. I thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. And nobody cheered, they just stood there and stared, and then turned their faces away. And now every April I sit on my porch, and I watch the parade pass before me, and I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reliving old dreams and past glories. But the old men march slowly, their bones stiff and sore, tired old men from a tired old war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band played Waltzing Matilda, and the old men, they answer the call. But year after year, those old men disappear, and soon no one will march there at all.
Yeah, and I started playing that and realized that I was sitting there and talking, and I hadn't opened my mic. You guys couldn't hear me. You might have thought I'd flown to the moon or something. But anyway, I was saying that was Slim Dusty doing that song, and I think he's Australian. I'm not sure, but I think he's Australian. You know, we can have that verified, and I know who knows. So at any rate, there you were with that one, but that was a very interesting song, I thought, you know, and that's another reason it's probably Australian, because they do some interesting stuff. it's not down the line normal. Which is a good thing. It's a good thing. We need something different. Okay, so that's all right. Now, talk about something different. And it's something that follows that song we just did. The band played Waltz and Matilda was the name of that song we just finished. And I've got something from Frank Ifield that's called Waltzing Matilda. But it's not your normal run-of-the-mill, go out in the country, walk down the dusty road, Waltzing Matilda. Okay? Yes, it's just been verified that Slim Dusty is Australian. Thank you, darling. I really appreciate that, honey. Here is Frank Ifield doing a different kind of Waltzing Matilda.
Once Dolly Swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree. He sang as he watched and he waited till his belly boiled. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he laughed and he sang as he waited till his belly boiled. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. A jump bug to drink from the billabong. Up jumps the swagman and he grabs him with glee. He stuffs the jolly jump bug into his old tucker bag. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he laughs and sang as he waited till his billy boiled. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Water mounted on his thoroughbred. Up rode the troopers, 1, 2, 3. Where's that jolly jumbuck that you've got in your tucker bag? You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he laughed and he sang as he waited till his belly boiled. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Swagman and he sprang into the billabong. You'll never take me alive, said he. His song can be heard when you pass by the billabong. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he laughed and he sang as he waited till Billy Wild. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
You'll come a waltzing Matilda.
Oh, I like that ending, too. That was good. Oh, that was good. I feel good now. That song kind of picks you up and shakes you and puts you back down. And if you fall, you got to get up on your own. But I thought it was fantastic. I love that. I totally love that. Okay, now we're going to slow it down a little bit. I don't know. Anne might need her tissues. You know, I'm not sure, but I love this song. I absolutely love this song because people find themselves in this situation all the time. You know, if they could manage to make their hearts true to one person, they wouldn't have to deal with these. But we're human. So people are dealing with this situation constantly. This is Mary McGregor. Torn between two lovers.
Before I say enough.
Now, regardless of the subject matter, isn't that a nice song? So sweet and gentle. I like it. I really don't know why, but I like it. I do. Okay, here is David Alexander. And John sent me this one as well. This is a nice song. You don't need tissues for this, Ann. This is great. This is great. It's called Love Is All.
Yesterday, I knew the games to play. I thought I knew the way life was meant to be. And now there's you, my foolish game. Now at last I have found just what makes this whole world turn around. Love is all I have to give. Shines into your eyes. Love me now. We'll get along somehow. Won't you please take my hand, and together forever we'll stand.
You know what? I've never heard it before. This is a first for me. Talk one up for John. You know, it's he keeps expanding my musical repertoire, my musical experience. And I love it. I love it. You can never learn too much about music and things that people do with it. It's wonderful. It's just wonderful. All right, here's one more. I've got two more that John sent me today. This is one of them, Billy Fury. Okay, you all know who Billy Fury was, so that's okay. This one is from 1964, and it's called I Will.
don't wanna be the one to say I'm gonna miss you, but I will, I will. I don't wanna say I'm gonna cry my eyes out, baby, but I will, I will. I'm not ashamed for you to know how much I really love you, so cause it was such a thrill. And just remember when you're gone, there'll be that someone sad who loves you still. You will look at him and see me smiling back at you, I know you will, you will. You will find yourself repeating things we used to do, I just know you will, you will. Don't wonder if you wanna come back, just come running home to me and let me feel the thrill. Cause I'm the one who told you I would love you dear forever, and I will, I will. I will. I will. Oh, you will look at him and see me smiling back at you, I know you will, you will. And you will find yourself repeating things we used to do, I just know you will, you will. But don't wonder if you wanna come back, just come running home to me and let me feel the thrill. Cause I'm the one who told you I would love you dear forever, and I will, I will, I will, I will.
Caught flat-footed when I get interested in finding out something, but that's okay, I don't mind. You guys might, but I don't, so it's all right. You can't do anything about it, so you're okay. Would y'all like an Elvis song? No, John actually sent me an Elvis song. Would y'all like an Elvis song? This is a good one. I promise, this is a really, really good one. This is from the 68 Comeback Special, and it's called Love Me Tender.
Am I being trimmed from the waist down? Am I? Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life. And I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For is there that I always will.
like that. You know, everything on the 68 comeback special just somehow was better than he had ever done it before. I think he was just jacked up for that special. I really think that was part of it. And he was happy to be back performing, and it just injected life into all the music. That's my take on it. You can agree or not, that's what I think. That's what I think. And it showed. You could hear it. You could see it. He was so enjoying himself. It was just, talk about 68 comeback special. It was special. Definitely. All right. I am going to play Victoria's request. Are you ready? Bob Seger, Old Time Rock and Roll. Seeger is good. You betcha. And here's some CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, for those of you who aren't into acronyms. This one's for Susan, okay? It's called Susie Q.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. 60s rock and roll, 70s rock and roll. You can't beat that stuff. I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff in the 80s. Yeah, and some of it's good. I'll admit that. Some of it's good, but 70s for real rock and roll. Not heavy metal, not heavy metal, not headbanger, but rock and roll. And then you got the 60s where it started coming in and developing and changing from the 50s. 50 was quite a bit more mellow most of the time. And, of course, then you hit Chuck Berry, and that didn't really have mellowness to it. But anyway, okay, we've had two good, really rocking songs, and I love both of them. I've got them both on CD. Yeah, I listen to the Cream all the time. But here is Roger Miller. Now, Roger Miller is strictly country. That was it. That's all he did. And you can add to that, what do they call them? Novelty songs that fit either just one little tiny segment of a holiday, but it's usually something funny like the Alvin and the Chipmunks. That's novelty songs. Three Wheels on My Wagon, that's a novelty song, okay? So here you go. Here's a novelty song. Remember when the cartoon version of Robin Hood came out, where the fox was Robin Hood and the bear was Little John? Well, guess what? Roger Miller did a novelty song for that. It's called Ooh De Lolly, Robin Hood and Little John. Here you go, guys. Laugh, smile, have fun, relax.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Ooh-da-lolly, ooh-da-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Ooh-da-lolly, ooh-da-lolly, golly, what a day. Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Ooh-da-lolly, ooh-da-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Ooh-da-lolly, ooh-da-lolly, golly, what a day. Ooh-da-lolly, ooh-da-lolly, golly, what a day.
Roger Miller was great. I mean, you know, King of the Road, yeah, he was good at that. And he had a Christmas one about toy trucks and stuff. He was great. Roger Miller was great. I mean, you know, and his son kind of helped him after a while. It was fantastic. All right, I'm going to play another Elvis song, guys. So you need to brace yourselves. This is a movie song, okay? But it's all right. It's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. It's kind of cute. So here is Slowly But Surely.
Slowly but surely, I'm gonna wear you down. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna bring you round to my way of thinking, my way of kissing, my way of loving. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine. let you meditate, though I wanna crush you. My arms will have to wait, I'll just take it easy, slow, nice and easy, real cool and breezy. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine. Oh yeah, I got a feeling I'm not wasting my time. Oh yeah, when you get the message, it's gonna be fine. Slowly but surely, the table's gonna turn. Slowly but surely, your lips are gonna burn for what you've been missing. My kind of kissing, my kind of love. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine. Feeling I'm not wasting my time. Oh yeah, when you get the message, it's gonna be fine. Slowly but surely, the table's gonna turn. Slowly but surely, your lips are gonna burn for what you've been missing. My kind of kissing, my kind of love. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine.
Yeah, I think there's quite a few ladies out there that would go for that. His brand of kissing, his brand of loving. Yeah, sounds like an idea, doesn't it? Anyway, here is the Walker Brothers with Make It Easy on Yourself.
Love him, and there's nothing I can do. Don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through and make it easy on yourself. And compared to his grace, no words of consolation will make me miss you less, my darling. So
All right. I always like that song. I don't know why. It's a breakup song, and they're not my favorite. But I always like that one, the Walker Brothers. Okay. Time to kind of, this is, I can't make up my mind if this is a breakup song or just a tell me what you're doing, girl. But this is Marvin Gaye. And everybody knows this song, so who cares what the subject is? It's a good song. Heard it through the grapevine. Unless you don't like rock and roll, and then maybe you would object, but too bad. So sad. Some things you got to put up with anyway, right? Hey, yes. How about Air Supply? Here I am.
A feeling I never outgrew.
What a lovely sentiment. I don't want to go on without you. That would make life difficult. Oh, yeah, I've been there. That it makes life difficult. It makes life. But you get over it. You get over it. You go forward. Keep doing different things. It's okay. You do get over it. Anyway, here's Tammy Wynette. Now, I know I played this not too long ago, but I like this song. Your good girl's gonna go bad.
I've never seen the inside of a bar room or listened to a jukebox all night long, but I see these are the things that bring you pleasure, so I'm gonna make some changes in our home. I've heard it said, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. So if that's the way you've wanted me to be, I'll change if it takes that to make you happy. From now on you're gonna see a different me, because you're good girls are gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad, cause you're good girls are gonna go bad. I'll even learn to like the taste of whiskey. In fact, hardly recognize your wife. I'll buy some brand new clothes and dress up fancy for my journey to the wilder side of life, because you're good girls are gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad, cause you're
Yeah, I like that song. That was a really big song for her, too. It stayed there a while. Everybody liked that song, in the country genre, anyway. All righty, Kris Kristofferson, you guys know that name. He wrote a lot of songs. He recorded what he wrote, but he didn't get as big of a hit with most of his stuff as the subsequent artists did that recorded his stuff. And I think the same is true with this one. He wrote this one, and later Johnny Cash recorded it, and Johnny Cash had a big hit with it. I didn't remember ever hearing Kris Kristofferson do it. But here is Sunday Morning Coming Down with Kris Kristofferson.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoke my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street, caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks. Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to a song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks. Sunday morning coming down.
Okay. All right. You're going to need your tissues. Okay? Because this is Sydney Devine. And John gave this to me quite some time ago, but I think it's time to play it now. Sydney Devine's a Scotsman. He's not with us anymore, but he loved country music. He did this song. It's called Nobody's Child.
As I was slowly passing an orphan's home one day, I stopped there for a moment just to watch the children play. Alone a boy was standing, and when I asked him why, he turned with eyes that could not see, and he began to cry. I'm nobody's child, I'm nobody's child, I'm like a flower just growing wild. No mommy's kisses and no daddy's smile. Nobody wants me, I'm nobody's child. and I am left alone. I know they'd like to take me, but when they see I'm blind, they always take some other child, and I am left behind. I'm nobody's child, I'm nobody's child. I'm like a flower just growing wild. No mommy's kisses and no daddy's smile. Nobody wants me, I'm nobody's child. No mommy's arms to hold me or soothe me when I cry. Sometimes it gets so lonely here, I wish that I could die. I'd walk the streets of heaven where all the blind can see, and just like all the other kids, there'd be a home for me. I'm nobody's child.
Nice one. I love that song. If you've had experience with adoptions, you know that that song is very, very true. Very true. And it takes special people to go in and just adopt a child that has a disability that they're going to have to do special things for. But there are people with hearts big enough to do that. And it's a beautiful thing. I love it. It really is a beautiful thing. Okay, here is the Nolans. I'm in the mood for dancing.
Yeah.
All right. So, and the members have some health problems. Isn't that how it's going with everybody nowadays? Oh, yes. Okay. How about Bachman Turner Overdrive? You ain't seen nothing yet. Yesteryear, but that's okay. That's good music. And here we go with Santana. You know, this dude, he owns an Italian restaurant in Phoenix. He's not Italian. At any rate, here is Black Magic Woman. Thank you.
black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman. She kind of made the devil out of me. Turn your back on me, baby. Back on the baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on the baby. You just might pick up my magic.
There you go. Santana, Black Magic Woman. And guess what, guys? We're down to it one more time. Thank you for joining me for this today. I really appreciate having you here. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you liked the music. I hope it's got you cranked up and ready for your weekend. Whatever your weekend might hold, you might be going to the lake. You might be going swimming in the pool. You might be out mowing that lawn. That's kind of what I thought to do. But you know what? Whatever you're doing, have a wonderful time doing it, honey, because it's all part of your life. You don't want to have a crappy time and miss it, okay? So go for it, whatever it might be. And thank everybody out in internet land that has joined us and listened to the songs that I played today. I hope you enjoyed them all. I hope they made you happy, made you feel good. Even the ones that might have made you cry, you actually felt good, so it's okay. Yeah. So come back again. Next show is Sunday. the gospel show. Come in and hear some great gospel, because Elvis sang gospel. Almost everybody sang a little bit of gospel unless they were a hard rock. And you don't want to miss it. It's great music, and it makes your soul feel happy. Come join me, okay? So here's something I did in the last couple of days I'd like to share with you. I hope you like it.
Let me know that you need.